March 21st is the International Day of Forests, and the theme this year focuses on forests and water. 8 out of 10 people in the world are faced with high levels of threat to water security, according to the last Global Forest Resources Assessment Report by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Forests have an important role to play in protecting our water. On this International Day, FAO is launching a new program aimed at enhancing the critical role of forests in improving water quality and water supplies. But to explain more is Elaine Springe, a forestry officer with FAO in Rome. Ms. Springe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, what role do forests play in preserving water quality?
Well, forests actually regulate both quality and quantity of water. They do this by slowing down the flow of water when it rains. So they reduce sedimentation in waterways. They allow water to slowly infiltrate soil and recharge groundwater. And they also help to form clouds and precipitation or rainfall through a process known as evapotranspiration, which is basically water evaporating off of leaves or transpiring, which is the plant equivalent to sweating. So this is really the main function that forests provide in terms of water.
But how can forests contribute to improving water availability in countries facing severe water scarcities?
That's actually a very complex question, mainly because there are trade-offs between forests regulating water as well as using water. And so while forests and drylands would still provide the same water-related services of forests anywhere else, there are certain services that are more important for dryland areas. For example, reducing salinity or water uptake, which is a process where trees are able to tap into water deeper into the soil and bringing it up closer to the surface for other plants to use, which is really important in agroforestry systems. They also are able to capture water from fog and dew, which is actually a really significant process because a good proportion of the water that enters groundwater in dryland systems are dependent on trees for the service.
And what is FAO's new program going to involve?
So the new Forests and Water program, which will be launched at International Day of Forests, is based largely on a high-level work plan that was launched at the World Forestry Congress in September of 2015. And this work plan basically is trying to promote the integration of scientific knowledge and integrating this into practices and policy related to forests and water. So FAO will be playing a very big role in implementing the recommendations of this action plan, which can be found on the new Forests and Water Program website. And one of our first focuses that we'll be doing is developing and implementing a monitoring framework, which will assess the benefits that come from forests regarding water resources. And one of FAO's first pilot sites will be the Futajalan Highlands Project, which is a project in Western Africa that is looking at how to improve natural resource management to improve water accessibility in what is considered a water tower for the region. Most of the rivers in West Africa, the river source is based in the Futajalan Highlands. We also will be looking at how to support countries in developing and implementing cross-sectoral forest water policies and supporting them in achieving their commitments to the Sustainable Development Goals 6 and 15, which are related to water and forests.
Do you think forests are being given enough attention for their role in protecting global water security?
Unfortunately not. I think that a main reason for this is because the different sectors, mainly forests, water, and forestry sectors, don't necessarily talk to each other and have a lot of competing interests. It's estimated that 75% of our accessible fresh water actually comes from forests. And yet, according to the Forest Resources Assessment, only 25% of forests are actually designated for water and soil protection. This is an improvement from the previous assessment done in 2010, but obviously there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Ms. Springe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.